Actors Theater at the Lisa Smith Wengler Center for the Arts at Pepperdine University.
I got a job with them as the mandolin player with Vernon Gosden, Rex Gosden, and Don Parmley. Again, I was seeing Herb Peterson quite a bit. Great banjo player, incredible singer, a dear, dear friend. Herb Peterson, please welcome Herb. Still out on Sugar Hill. This is a song called Fare Thee Well, one of the old Bob Dylan great songs. Goes like this. Oh, fare thee well, my own true love. I'm leaving the first tower of the world. I'm bound off Coast Bay, Mexico, and maybe the coast of California. Oh, it's fare thee well. Tell you a quick story. Rolling Stone did a piece about in the 80s about people and their mentors. So Roger McGuinn did one, and Tom Petty was Roger was Tom's mentor, so to speak. And they said, "Well, who do you?" I said, "Well, Bill Monroe, you know." And I did a picture with him down in Nashville at the old Ryman Auditorium. Bill didn't know who the heck I was, had no idea, but he showed up for that photo all dressed up, looked great. And we took a couple pictures and we sat down together while the photographer was changing something, lenses. I said, "Bill, I really love the old Crossroads." He said, "We get a lot of requests for that one." And we start singing it together. This is just fantastic. Here I am sitting next to Bill and singing old Crossroads. I get to the second verse and I go, "Soon your life," and I forgot the words, and he hit me on the leg. "Oh, soon your life will be over." And that was like approval. Getting hit by a bone in the leg. that's always something I will cherish. You'll cross the rules.
Everybody I met,
everybody I met,
seemed to be
back in the early 60s or mid 60s, I was in a group called the Dillards.
Yeah.
You bought the records. Mitch Jane, our bass player, was a very prolific writer, and he came up with these lyrics for this tune. And my first day on the job, he said, "Here, take these home and work on this. Bring a couple of melodies back if you like." Right? No problem. So I took them home, and I came up with two melodies. And the band, being a bluegrass type group, chose to do the faster version. We're going to do the slower version, one called "Hey Boys." Thank you.
They could tell when he was coming just the same.
Crosby. Your name here. David Crosby set me up in 1966. I mean, sort of a blind date. It's awfully strange. A lovely lady. And took her out to dinner. Beautiful girls. Absolutely gorgeous. They had zero in common. Nothing in common. The date lasted an hour and a half. Took her home. Never saw her again. But I got a good song.
Songs here, folks.
Oh.
Old brains.
This is one of Woody's great songs about Pretty Boy Floyd. You ever want to hear?
Yeah.
If you gather around your children,
and the life of shame, and the crime of no It was in Oklahoma City. It was on Christmas Day.
Songs together. We were sharing a house down in the San Fernando Valley, coming off of two failed relationships with our spouses at the time or whatever. And Graham went out and bought a BSA motorcycle. If you're our age, you know what that is. Old Kickstar BSA Lightning single engine. And took it out the first day. You barely lift it up, crashes it, brings it, rolls it back home. His legs all bleed. So I patched him up and we wrote a song. There's always a song out. So good. This is a song called Wheels from the Flying Green.
Thank you.
here's one we wrote, that Graham and I wrote. It was sort of capturing the whole culture at the time. Nothing has changed in the last 40, 50 years. Since Sydney. Steven was
Bound to lose.
Manassas. Stephen went back with Crosby, Stills, and Nash. I got in a band called Souther and Hillman Ferret. John David Souther, Richie Ferret. This song was on the first album. I don't think I've ever played it before. I pulled the album out a couple weeks ago.
Thank you.
John Jordans, J.D. Manus, and Steve Duncan, and Bill Bryce. I remember that bass back there. Bill's watching us today.
I know he is.
Yeah, he is. And we did the Desert Rose Band. Yeah, no, I'm intentional. Ever putting it up, getting in another band. And John Jorgensen was a very motivated young man. He pushed that way. He's always worked with John in another group, a bluegrass group. But all of a sudden, we had a band, and it's okay. And we work in the Palomino, did a night at the Palomino, and we got a record deal. I said, well, I don't know what's going on here. Get a record deal, we go down to Nashville, cut an album, we put a single out, Ashes of Love. Old Johnny and Jack song, big hit for them back in the late 50s. And got into the top 20 in the Billboard. I said, then we did another song, which we'll play for you in a minute. And it went even better. I was just in awe. I didn't know. I said, what's going on here? This isn't supposed to happen. But anyway, it happened. Well, Ashes of Love. Love you, United. Close like this. A one, two, three, four, and five.
Yeah.
Jones is a really good friend of ours, and we played at the Crystal Palace's club a week before he passed away. And this is one thing I never will forget this until my dying day, seriously. And Buck came down that night, and heard, it was just Herb and I were just doing a duet there. And we're singing in the back room before we went on. He puts his arms around us. He's listening to this. He says, "Man, you guys have got it." And you couldn't ask for more approval, right, for Herb. And he went, "Oh, okay." And then funny, at the end of the night, his assistant gives us our check, our fee. It was more money than we had contracted for. And I said, "Well, this isn't right." And he said, "Buck's doing it." I went to Buck and said, "Buck, here, he paid us too much. Just send me a check." He says, "Well, you earned it. You guys earned it. It was an extra grand or something." And he says, keep it. I said, "You sure?" He said, "No, you keep it. You earned it." And then I'm walking. He goes, "And you saved your money." It was the greatest. And then the week, next week he passed away. And Herb and I were asked to sing at the funeral. That was another special time. Great guy he was. So for Buck.
Together again. My tears have stopped falling a long, lonely time. Our man went in. The key to my heart, he glowed in your head, and nothing else matters. We're together again. Wait a minute, did I hear you say you're going?
So, Herb, being the great singer that he is, was doing sessions for Tom Petty a few years ago, and he was asked to go out on the road with Tom, went out with Mudcrutch, his very first band. And Herb was out on the road with Tom, and doing vocals. And while they were out there, they were talking, and well, actually, they came back from the road, and Herb's with a good friend of ours, Pete, you're out there, and Pete DeCosta's, why don't you and Patty do a record on him? And Herb goes back on the beach, talking on the road, he said, what do you think about it? And so Tom was all hot to do that. I had no idea I was going to make another record. It just was, I've done enough. And Herb says, call me. I said, oh. I called Tom. I said, you really want to do this? He says, do you want me to? I said, well, do you want to? He says, well, do you want me to? I said, Tom, I'd be honored. I said, but I have a few songs you haven't heard of. He said, well, I'm not worried. I said, I'm worried. He said, well, I'll tell you if I don't like it. I love the conversation we had. And we did the record. We started in January of 2017. It was the most easy project I've ever done. He was such a sweetheart. And Herb played on it. Mark Fain played bass, and John Jorgensen, the Heartbreakers. I just had such a good time. Bide My Time. This is the title. Herb, I think it is. I don't know if there's any. Mark Fain, give him a hand. He's such a good guy. Mark was with Ricky Skaggs for a long, long time at the set. And not only played bass with Ricky and the band, but did his books and was road manager. He was fantastic. He still did. Wonderful. So, with that being said, cliche statement of 2018, that being said, this is the title cut. My mind, I'm just Here's one of my favorite. It's called Given All I Can See. Oh my gosh, I forgot her to put his finger. Not only is he a good banjo player, he's a great finger picking guitar player.
Yeah.
He's on the sit down. The lament of the middle 70s. I can't say, I can't hear. What?
Or is it say? Yeah, you're laughing now, it's going to happen to you too.
What?
Thank you.
so much. It's on the Hide My Time album. It's a Roger McGuinn and Chris Hillman song we wrote in 1978, never recorded it. And I found it on a live, I think we played it once or twice out on the road, and I found a tape off the board that somebody had taped, and I went, man, someday I'll cut that if I can, and I got the chance to. Here She Comes Again. Thank you so much for coming. Loved music, great to work with. It just broke my heart as it did everybody around the world. I've never met a man that occupied his position in music that was so humble. And
give it all.